This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now it is indeed a pleasure to be back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express once again our gratitude for you offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level, in your reality. Now before we begin, once again, we would remind you that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as the silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And once again, you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness, that it's quite easy for you to give an expression of the intent to enter into that meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, have that opportunity to participate in that telepathic exchange of information, to connect with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self. And once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you most certainly to participate in that altered state of consciousness, in that telepathic exchange of information. And once again, the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon will most certainly assist you in altering your consciousness and entering into that meditative state. And while we would encourage you to do so, as always, of course, the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Now, you have been, as individuals and as the human consciousness, involved in this new age and new energy that we have forecasted would begin in your so-called year of 2012. So it's been a while since you've been involved to utilize once again your belief in time and space. It's been a while that you've been involved in creation process that is possible in this new age and new energy. But the beliefs, the thoughts that you hold in your conscious reality, in your awakened consciousness state, have that capacity to influence your reality in a manner that once again was very difficult in your so-called past, in your so-called energy that existed before this new age and new energy that you are now involved in. As a result of your holding your beliefs in that conscious state, you as individuals and as a human consciousness have affected your reality, your vibrational level, your experiences in your awakened consciousness state in a manner that many are not even aware of, are not even consciously aware of the impact that their beliefs, that what they hold in their conscious state is influencing the reality that they experience. You see, it's a human consciousness belief system. It's a consensus that is held by the individuals, the entities that are involved in this vibrational level and in the creation and sustaining this illusion in this vibrational level. It's a consensus that you, in this so-called new age and new energy, shall have that capacity to influence your reality from your conscious state in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And once again, you have been involved in this conscious creation concept for a number of your so-called years. And as a result, you're beginning to experience, to witness, if you wish, some changes in your reality, in your creation process. Changes that are as the result of individuals and societies holding basic belief systems in their conscious state. Not only holding those basic belief systems, but expecting to create the reality. Areas in your social interactions, in your environmental experiences, and in your so-called technological advancements, experiences that were very difficult, not impossible, but seemingly impossible for you to achieve in your so-called past. Your advancements in this new age and new energy have been to once again utilize your belief in time and space very rapid when compared to your so-called past, to your history. You achieve in your awakened consciousness that in your so-called time passage alterations in your reality in a very short period of time, what you believe to be time, when compared to, once again, your so-called history. Your advancements, particularly in your technological advancements, occur at a pace which is beyond what one would even consider to be possible in your past. In your history. If you consider that in your belief in time and space, in the space of over 100 of your so-called years, your technological advancements have gone from believing that it was very difficult for you to travel from one space to another, that it involved a great passage of time to traverse from one place to another. You now understand that you can traverse your entire Earth's atmosphere in a very short period of time. Not only have you advanced to that point where you believe that it's possible for you to experience very rapid travel, if you wish, but you are on the brink of believing that it's possible for you to be involved in what you like to refer to as teleportation, where that transportation is instantaneous. And so consider that within a very short period of your so-called history, in these last 100 years of your history, you have advanced to a period that was beyond any type of advancement for the past several thousand years of your so-called history. What you don't understand, what you don't have in your history, is the memory that at some point in your so-called past, you existed in what were referred to as the Atlantean periods and the Lemurian periods, when you absolutely understood the concept of teleportation. You absolutely understood the limitations that you put upon yourself. And so it's not what you might refer to as being a new technology, but rather one that's existing within the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. And so in some other area of your creation process, you're experiencing those types of realities, those types of creation. You're bringing it back into this particular incarnational period through this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your reality, which makes it possible for you to consciously influence your reality once again in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so when you hold those belief systems that it's possible for you to be involved in teleportation, for example, then absolutely it's possible. What do you believe? It's an illusion. That's the irony of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's all an illusion. It's no more difficult for you to create a system of teleportation than it is for you to create any other type of transportation. You have but to believe. And once again, in your so-called past, were you to go back a very short period of time in relationship to your history, you would discover that even in those times, to suggest that it would be possible for you to fly from one part of your Earth system to another in a very short period of time, you would have been looked upon as being absolutely ridiculous, an impossible feat to achieve. What do you believe? You believed that it was possible. Utilize imagination and had that expectation and created that reality, which now you look upon as being an absolute. And you go to all types of scientific explanations as to how that occurs. But basically it comes down to, what do you believe? What do you believe? You see, it's important to understand what you believe. Not only to understand what you believe, but to what extent you hold that belief. You see, you can hold a belief that it's possible for you to be involved in teleportation, but continuously look, for example, to validate that belief system, as opposed to holding the belief that it's possible for you to step out onto some type of apparatus that will transport you from one area of your earth to the other. You understand that it's possible for you to enter into what you refer to as an aeroplane, and in that aeroplane be transported very long distances in what you refer to as a very short period of time in comparison to your so-called past, to your history. What if that little as 100 or 200 years of your time in your history would have been looked upon as being absolutely impossible? Now it's not only possible, not only do you believe that it's possible, but you absolutely own that belief. There's no doubt in your mind that it's possible for you to step onto some apparatus that will transport you in a relatively short period of time for over great distances when compared to, once again, your expectation of what it would have taken to cross that amount of distance in your so-called past. It's been a tremendous advancement, if you wish, in your belief system that it's possible for you to make those types of transportation. Perhaps even more advanced, if you wish, than to believe that it's possible for you to increase that speed, if you wish, for the transportation into what you like to refer to as teleportation. You see, it's an illusion. That's what becomes so difficult for you to grasp, is that it's an illusion. It's not a matter of transporting your consciousness from one area to another, but rather understanding that you're already there. It's an illusion. It's a matter of becoming aware of the consciousness in that area. It's an illusion. You exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. It's a matter of becoming aware of that consciousness and consequently having that capacity to be involved in what you like to refer to as teleportation. Those types of advancements are occurring in this new age and new energy because you're holding them in your conscious state. There are many individuals who are beginning to believe that that's possible. And as a consequence, what you believe is what you experience in this reality. You're also experiencing alterations in your environmental issues because you're beginning to hold that as a conscious thought that your environment is changing. You can put all types of reasons on why that is occurring and attempt to alter that. Ironically, it's occurring because you believe it and you're holding it as a conscious thought. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And in this new age and new energy, when you hold thoughts and belief systems in your conscious state, you consciously influence the reality in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And when you begin to have entire societies, and in many cases, multiple societies involved in holding a very similar belief and belief system consciously, then you begin to affect your reality consciously. It's important as well to grasp that from the level at which you create this reality is not right or wrong. It's not a reality that you should or should not be experiencing. It's a validation of what you believed. And the spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. What do you believe? What do you believe? It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all for you to alter your reality. You simply alter your beliefs and belief system. It's an illusion. It's your creation. There's not some entity out there that's creating this reality and subjecting you to experience it. Absolutely not. You create your reality in conjunction with all of the other entities existing in this vibrational level. You create the reality. And so you're experiencing environmental changes and alterations. There are those who would suggest that it's simply an evolutionary process, because you see, evolution gives you validation of time and space, which are really illusionary. But it makes it more real. You see, if there's the passage of time and space, then indeed there is this evolutionary process, and it's real. It becomes a concept of reality that appears to be beyond your capacity to control. It's rather something that you are subjected to, and it's not really that way at all. It's an illusion, and you create the illusion. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? And so you're altering your environmental situations by the beliefs that you hold consciously, in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. If you look at your history and you like to believe in that time and space concept, there are other realities that you're involved in where you went through various types of climatic changes that validated beliefs that you held. Very drastic climatic changes, if you wish, but nonetheless, validations of beliefs and belief systems. Beliefs that you're not in control. If you believe you're not in control, you can have that, absolutely. If you believe that this reality that you're experiencing is simply something that's occurring, and you can't have the impact upon altering it or changing it, then you can have that, absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. If you believe that there are certain elements that are altering your reality, you can have that as well. If you believe your climatic changes are as a result of certain activities that individuals are involved in, you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong. It's a belief system. When you begin to hold it once again in your consciousness, then it influences the reality that you experience. What do you believe? What do you believe? You're also experiencing many social alterations, if you wish, social changes within your society. We have suggested that in this new age and new energy, there would be individuals entering into your particular incarnational period, bringing with them the understanding of the capacity for them to consciously influence and create their reality without necessarily being aware that they hold that consciousness, without necessarily being aware to give you an explanation, but rather simply owning the belief that it's possible for them to create and influence their reality. We refer to those as your so-called indigo children. Those children are now entering into, many of them, their adolescence and into their young adulthood and beginning to have an influence on your earth systems, on your societal beliefs. Those individuals are beginning to challenge, if you wish, your so-called past history on your social aspect. And you are beginning to see the results of that, of those who are opposed, who those who don't believe in the capacity to alter are opposing your so-called new agers, your indigo children. It suggested that the so-called superior societies in your earth systems, in your societal interactions, is on the brink of changing. And those that you refer to as being the less than societies, the ones that you feel are not the major contributors in your entire societal system on this earth that you exist on, will eventually become superior, will control, if you wish, your economic and societal activities on your earth. The ones that you now look at as being superior are on the brink of losing that superiority. Not accepting the changes that are inevitable as you in this new age and new energy hold in your awakened consciousness stack that these indigo children bring in with them. The understanding that it's possible for them to alter their reality, that it's possible for them to consciously influence and to control and to create a reality that they find desirable. And so you are, as a result, once again, of your choice, on the edge of what we refer to as some major alterations in your societal, and in your environmental, and in your technological advancements in this new age and new energy. You're on the edge, if you wish, of those changes. The edge of understanding that you are in control. You're on the edge of understanding that limitless amounts of what you might refer to as clean energy is available. You have but to believe. It's an illusion. In other areas of your consciousness, in other areas of your existence, in this multidimensional personality that each of you are experiencing being involved in realities that have access to that seemingly unlimited amount of energy. It's an illusion. You create it all. What do you believe? You see, you believe that the majority of the energy that you experience in your so-called present society is as a result of energy that's being transmitted from your sun, from your source that heats this planet that you exist on. And you believe that that's one of the primary sources of energy. And as a consequence, the energy that you rely on, because you believe. What do you believe? The irony of it is, it's an illusion. You create the sun that's responsible for that energy. It's your creation. It's not the sun up there that somehow is influencing your reality. It's your reality that's influencing the sun. It's your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? And so, in order for you to experience that energy, you must believe that it's available. You must come to the understanding that you are the creator. That this isn't an illusion. You can have whatever it is that you desire. You already experienced that in other incarnational periods that you're involved in the Atlantean periods. It's possible for you to bring that, if you wish, into this existence, into this reality. And your so-called indigo children are coming into this reality, bringing with them the understanding that it's possible to achieve what it is that they desire. Without many cases understanding the entire concept, but rather only the belief that it's possible. What do you believe? How much do you believe? To what extent do you own a belief? You see, if you're constantly looking for a validation of a belief system, then perhaps you believe it, but you don't own it. You don't own it until you no longer need validation that it's real. When you no longer need validation in a belief or a belief system, then you own it. Then you expect it. And you will look for all types of examples to validate it. Owning your beliefs gives you the ability to create it without any type of conscious thought. Because you believe. Because you absolutely believe. You own the belief. You own the belief that it's possible for you, for example, to once again step onto an apparatus, onto an aeroplane, and be transported from one area to another. You own that belief. It's an absolute. You don't question whether that's possible. You understand absolutely it's possible because you own that belief. And yet, your very recent ancestors owned no such belief and would have thought it to be absolutely impossible. You own the belief that it's possible for you to almost instantaneously communicate with another individual anywhere on your Earth system, own that belief. And so it's something that you almost take for granted. Of course it's possible. You own that belief. You don't need validation. There are many who believe that it's possible for you to become aware of your consciousness that exists in another part of your Earth system. They don't really own that belief, but they have the belief, and they constantly look for validation. And when they experience that validation, then it's like, ah, there, you see, I told you that it was possible. It is real. I do hold that belief. But they don't own it, because they continuously look for the validation. And when you get beyond having to seek validation, when you own the belief, then it becomes real. Then it becomes something that you have the expectation to experience. It comes back to the simplicity. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you desire? What do you desire to bring into your reality? Utilize your imagination. All of the advancements that you experience in your technological realities are the results of someone's imagination. And then, the expectation. And when you hold the expectation, then you begin to believe that it's possible. You begin to hold the belief that you can create it. What do you believe? It's such a simple concept. It influences your entire reality. And what you hold in your conscious state as beliefs and belief systems in this new age and new energy is beginning to manifest itself in your day-to-day activities, and you're experiencing it. You're seeing it occur. What do you believe? Hold the belief in your conscious state. Believe it. When you find the validation for the belief, they begin to own the belief and do not continuously look for validation, but understand that it's a result of it being created. And instead of searching for validation, hold the expectation. One of the most difficult parts of your creation process is not what it is you desire. It's not even utilizing your imagination. But it's owning the belief to the point where you have the expectation. And you no longer need validation because you expect it to occur. You expect it's possible for you to be transported from one portion of your Earth system to another. You expect that it's possible for you to communicate with an individual anywhere on your entire Earth system, or for that matter, anywhere in your universe. You expect that that's a possibility to experience some type of energy creation that is separate from anything that you experience in your so-called present time. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. When you find a validation for a belief system, begin to own the belief system and to have the expectation that it will be created, that it will be an experience that you participate in without wondering, without needing to be reassured. Own the beliefs. Understand that you're entering into this new age and new energy, and it's having an influence upon your societal interactions, upon your climatic experiences, and upon your technological advances in a manner that is not only difficult to experience in your so-called past, but at an acceleration that it was difficult for you to expect in your so-called past, what do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Understand your belief, own the belief, and expect it to be validated. It's really that simple. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind the rest of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. So we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.